Okay, hello, William. Hey, here's another story for you tonight. This is chapter one of Lemonade, and this chapter is called Lemonade Yummy. Now, if you remember, as I told you the other day, Bigfoot was up in the mountains, or Tlaloke. Tlaloke was his name. He was a Sasquatch, that's what the Sasquatch called him, but it was kind of hard for humans, so Bigfoot was his nickname. And Bigfoot decided he'd come down and he'd see his best friend, Strong Bones. And I have to say, how a Sasquatch became best friends with a human is a story that you will want to hear, but it's going to be another story. So Bigfoot came out of the glaciers, came out of the high mountain streams, the cold, cold water that he just waded through because it felt great to him. And he walked down the path, out of the mountains, down the valleys, all the way to Apple Knoll. And when he came down, it got warmer and warmer as he came down the mountains, because as you get lower down, it gets warmer. The sun heats up the earth and it becomes a warm day. And by the time he got to Apple Knoll, Bigfoot was hot. He was so hot. Well, it really wasn't a hot day, not for a day in Florida. It was kind of a cool day in your idea, but it was a late spring day and it was hot, and he was hot and thirsty. And he walked into town, and people said, "Hey, it's Bigfoot! Hey, it's Bigfoot!" And he'd go, "Oh, boy, oh, boy." But he clearly wanted a little bit of rest and something to drink. And when Strongbones saw him coming down the street, Strongbones jumped off the porch. He said, "Yippee, it's Bigfoot!" And he jumped and he ran into his arms, and he gave him a big, big hug, which is saying something, because Sasquatch are kind of big anyway. So, well, Strongbones is big too. So he gave him a big hug as big as he could, and Sasquatch gave him a big hug back, crunched his ribs a little bit, oh, let him down. Strongbones said, "Hey, come on up here on the porch, sit down, have a seat." And he put Bigfoot into his grandfather's rocking chair, which is a big old rocking chair. Bigfoot sat there and creaked and croaked, and Strongbones said, "My, you look thirsty here." And he reached over and picked up the glass of lemonade that he was drinking. And he said, "Bigfoot, why don't you have the rest of my lemonade?" Bigfoot looked at it. He sniffed it. He tasted it with his tongue. "Oh, good. Me like. This good." Strongbones said, yeah, it's lemonade. You'll love it. You'll love it. Have it. Drink the whole thing." And Bigfoot drank the whole thing. Well, you as a human might drink it by sipping a little, and then sipping a little more, and then maybe sipping a little more, but that's not the way Bigfoot drinks. Bigfoot took the glass, and he tilted his head back, and it went right into his mouth, and it was gone. Now you ask, does Sasquatch know how to use glasses and drink? Of course they do. They're as civilized as you are. They're just Sasquatch, and they're hairy. So he sat back and said, good, me like. So Strongbones said, yes, it was so delicious. He said, "Come on, I tell you what, let's make another batch of lemonade, and we can sit out here on the porch, and we can talk all about everything. I haven't seen you in so long. I have to hear how your family's doing, how your brothers and sisters are doing, and your cousins. I want to hear about the mountains. Tell me about the bears. Tell me everything." Strongbones said, Bigfoot said, good. So Strongbones grabbed him and pulled him into the house. And Bigfoot looked down and said, "Oh, Cute Bones. Hi." Cute Bones looked and said, "Oh, it's Bigfoot." And she came running up to give him a big hug. But, well, she only came up to his knee. But that was okay. She gave him a big hug. He was so happy. He leaned down and he patted her head. Said, "Oh, good to see you, Cute Bones. Oh, ho, good to see you." Well, Persimmon the cat was watching this from the stairs. Bigfoot was kind of big. Persimmon wasn't that big. So Persimmon scooted. She was going to wait her moment. Strongbones brought Bigfoot into the kitchen. And he said, "Here, come on in. Come on in. We're going to make some lemonade. This is going to be great." And he opened the refrigerator. Well, Bigfoot lives in the mountains, right? I mean, he lives in the mountains. He lives among the glaciers. He lives with the mountain streams that are cold. If he wants to have food on ice, he just chips out a hole in the glacier and puts it in there. They don't have electricity. They don't have refrigerators. This was the first time Bigfoot had ever seen a refrigerator. And when Strongbones opened the door, out came up this whole wave of cold air. Oh, and Bigfoot said, "Me like, glacier home, me like." Strongbones laughed and said, "Yeah, it is cold. It's kind of nice, isn't it?" Well, Bigfoot really liked it, and he tried to climb into the refrigerator. Me get cool. And he started to put his foot in it. Strongbones said, No. Here, I'll show you. And he opened the freezer. Oh, this was even better. This was really cold. Oh, Bigfoot said, me like. And he tried to put his head into the freezer. Me like. Strongbow said, No, wait. No. We're just getting the lemonade. And he pulled out two things of ice cubes. You know how your mom makes ice cubes, puts water into little ice cube makers and puts it in the freezer, and then you have ice cubes? Well, this is what he did. He pulled out two packs of ice cubes, and he handed them to Bigfoot. And Strongbone said, "Here, Bigfoot, you hold those. We'll put those in the lemonade." Then he pulled out the last can of lemonade. And he closed the freezer, and he closed the refrigerator. And Bigfoot looked at the can. Strongbones looked at the can and said, "Oh, Bigfoot, this is the best lemonade you can ever drink. This lemonade comes all the way from Florida. Florida is so far away, we could never walk there. What if we tried for days and days and days? But they get the best lemons." And on the picture of the can was a big name that said, "Sunny Citrus Lemonade." Because lemons are citrus fruits, right? Sunny Citrus Lemonade. And here was the picture. The picture was a big lemon. And the lemon was sitting in a chariot of fire. Fiery chariot. And it was pulled by four enormous dynamic horses galloping through the sky. Ooh! And the lemon was just big and huge. And I don't know how it didn't burn up with the fiery chariot. But it was huge in the fiery chariot. And it was a great picture. Bigfoot just looked at it and said, me like, Strongbone said, "Oh, this is the best lemonade ever. I think you're going to really like it." Well, I have to take an aside here. This picture comes out of Greek mythology. And it is really kind of an important picture because instead of the lemon, you see, in the picture, it should be Helios. Well, Helios was the sun god to the Greeks. Now, those old Greeks, they had lots of gods, just get over it. They had lots of gods, and they all lived up in this mountain top they called Olympus, right? And all the gods lived up there. And the sun god, who was Helios, had a job. His job was to get up before the morning, put his horses in the chariot, and then drive his horses through the sky. And when he came into the sky, the whole world would light up and be bright. Woohoo! Because there was sunshine. And he would drive his horses across the sky all day, say, "On, horses, on!" And they'd gallop across the sky. And then when he got to the end of the sky, he'd drive down, and the dark would come, and it would be night. And that's how the Greeks thought the sun went through the sky. He was a big god guy on a chariot of fire with horses drawing it. Only it was so far up they couldn't see the chariot and the horses, but they knew they were there. So Helios was a very popular god because everybody likes to see the sun come up. And everybody's sad to see the sun go down. So he did his job day after day. Now Helios had a son. His son was Phaethon. Now, Phaethon was a teenager. And you know, sometimes teenagers, well, he was a good kid. He really was a good kid. But sometimes teenagers get too big for their britches, if you know what I mean. Maybe you don't know what I mean, but you'll get there. Don't worry. And sometimes they think they can do just like their dads. I could do what my dad does. My dad isn't doing anything special that I can't do. I could do this. Well, they think that, but it's not the case. So anyway, Phaethon was kind of full of himself one day, and he went to his mother. And he said, Mom, tell me, all the kids tell me that I'm the son of the sun god. I'm his oldest son. Is this true? Is our dad the sun god?" And his mother looked at him and said, "Well, Phaethon, yes, of course he is. He was the sun god when I met him. And I have to say, you look a lot like him when he was younger. You're just as cute and as happy." And Phaethon said, "Well, Mom, I need to know, am I?" She said, "Well, dear, ask your father." So Phaethon went to his father. His father was sitting at the table drinking some lemonade. And he came up to his dad and he said, Dad, tell me, are you really the sun god?" And Helios looked at his son and said, "Well, son, I am. I'm the sun god. And in the morning, I'm going to get in my chariot, and I'm going to drive my fiery chariot across the skies, and everybody on earth is going to say, 'Yay, the sun has come up.'" Phaethon said, "Well, I don't know. I find this hard to believe. I find it hard to believe that my father is the sun god. You got to prove it to me. What can you how will you prove this to me?" "Well, this is the problem with teenagers. Sometimes they should just listen and learn, and that's it. But no, 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 they got to, like, say, prove it." So Helios said, "How can I prove that I'm the sun god to you? How can I make you realize?" And he looked at Phaethon, and he said, "Well, I'll tell you. You want to come ride with me tomorrow? We can both go, and I'll show you how it feels." Phaethon said, "No, because you could pull something over on me. I tell you what, I got a better idea. How about if you let me ride your chariot tomorrow? And if I drive into the sky and all the fire lights up the earth and everybody cheers for me because the sun came up, then I'll know you're the sun god." Well, Helios thought, I don't know if this is a good idea. You know what this is like, William? This is like the first time you're going to ask your dad if you can drive his car after you get your driver's license. And your dad's going to be, "Well, I want to support him." And on the other hand, he's going to say, "Oh my goodness, I hope he doesn't crack up my car." But that's another story. We'll do that later. So Helios finally said, "Okay, I think it's probably good for you. You're going to have to do this anyway. When I get too old, you're going to be the sun god just like me. So yes, you can." So he brought him out to the stables, and he showed him how to put the horses. They hitch him to the chariot, and how to light the divine fires in the chariot so they're blazing. And he said, "Okay, it's time to go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go, it's dawn." And Phaethon said, "Yahoo!" And he stood on the horses, and he snapped the reins, and he said, "Let's go!" And the chariot took off. Well, it took off through the sky. Big way up here in the sky. And all anybody saw was the big sun. You've seen the sun. Big, huge, burning. And it came into the sky, and all the people said, "Yay, the sun's up, yay!" And Phaethon said, "Ha, I guess my dad is the sun god. I guess he's, well, this is kind of cool." And he started urging the horses on. "Come on, come on, let's see how fast you can go." This is another problem with teenagers. "Let's see how fast you can go." So the horses started galloping. Well, pretty soon, Phaethon realized that they were going faster than he really thought they should. Because after all, they'd be down before you even got to noontime, lunchtime, and everybody having lunch and it'd get dark. So he said, "Whoa, whoa," and he pulled back on the reins, and the horses just snorted and started racing faster. And then they started racing up and down. And they'd go down the sky all the way to the mountains, and they'd kick off the mountains and go back up in the sky, and they'd go, "Yahoo!" And they didn't listen to Phaethon. Who was Phaethon? He was this little kid. "Hey, now we're a free day." They figured since Helios wasn't there, they could do what they wanted, which is not a good thing, because every time they came close to Earth, and every time they got close to one of the mountains, they started a forest fire, because this is a fiery chariot. It's hot. Every time they came close to fields, they'd scorch the fields. Oh, and all the food that people were growing got burned up. And all the corn that they were making got into popcorn and popped all across the fields. It was terrible. And people started saying, "Wait, help, help, the sun's going to burn us up." Well, Phaethon didn't know what to do. I mean, again, he didn't know what to do. And the horses were wild. They were running wild. And so the gods on Olympus said, "Okay, this situation is getting out of hand. We don't want the whole earth to burn up. We got to do something." So they looked to Zeus. Now Zeus, again, I said there are lots of gods. Zeus is like number one big He-Man god, the chief god. And he was called the thunder god, okay? Because he was the god of thunder and lightning. And the old Greeks, they thought if he threw it, that lightning bolts were really Zeus up in heaven, up in Olympus, throwing thunderbolts down to earth. Oh! And so every time you saw a piece of lightning, it would be Zeus throwing down a thunderbolt. And they said, Zeus, you got to do something. This kid is crazy. He's going to destroy the world. He's going to burn it up and we'll have nothing left. And Zeus said, Well, he really was hesitant because he was good friends with Helios. He liked him. They were pals. They would all go, they'd go out and drink lemonade together. And he said, "Fine, I have to do something. This is going to get out of hand. There's only one thing I can do." And he picked up a thunderbolt, and he threw it straight at the chariot. And that thunderbolt hit the chariot and exploded it. Exploded everything. The horses and Phaethon, everybody, they fell to earth. That was it. Horses were gone. Poor Phaethon was dead. Sorry. And the chariot was the smithereens. And the earth went dark. except for where it was burning, and there were all these big fires. And that was it. And it took Helios a while to reconstruct his fiery chariot and find four more horses and train them and go out on the earth. And for all that time, the earth was dark until the sun came back. So that's the Greek story of the chariot of fire. And that's the story that Sunny Citrus Lemonade was doing. Only you didn't know it was Phaethon or Helios because it looked like a lemon. Ha ha! So they were doing a little funny thing with their can. And Bigfoot loved it. So, I guess back to the story. So Strong Bones grabbed this can of lemonade, and he had handed the two ice cube trays to Bigfoot, and he started making lemonade. He pulled out a pitcher, and he poured in the concentrate, and he poured in more water, and he started stirring. And they said, okay, Bigfoot, time for the ice. Well, Bigfoot had seen the ice cubes, and he sort of felt like they were like a box of candy. I mean, you know, he liked ice cubes, and he was eating them one after the other. You know, probably, William, you've never eaten candy one after the other. I mean, oh, dear. Well, I guess in springtime Tallahassee, you did one after the other, eat a lot of candy. But Bigfoot was just sitting there eating the candy, crunching it with his teeth. And by the time he finished, all the ice cubes were gone. And Strongbone said, what? But there's no ice. Oh, okay. We don't need ice. We're fine. Let's go have some lemonade. And he got a pitcher, he got a tray, and he put the lemonade in the pitcher right on the tray. And then he got out some ginger snap cookies, and he put the cookies on the tray because he knew that Bigfoot liked cookies. And he put a couple other things, some fruit and some strawberries, right? Thought that would be nice. And he put the tray and he brought it out front. And he said, Cute Bones, come on out with us. So Cute Bones came out, and she sat in a chair. Strong Bones sat in a chair. Bigfoot sat in his grandfather's rocking chair. And even Persimmon came out and curled up in Bigfoot's lap and started purring, purr, purr. And then Strong Bones and Bigfoot started talking all about everything they hadn't heard about for the last year. And Strong Bones told Bigfoot all about school and how he had to learn math, and he had to learn how to divide, and he had to learn how to multiply. And he said, and if you're in school and the teacher says, okay, tell me, what's 150 and 162? And Bigfoot said, huh? Strong Bones said, 150 and 162. Add it. What is it? What is it? What is it? And Bigfoot said, and Cute Bones said, 212. But 312. I got to add it right, too. Bigfoot had nothing. Didn't have a head for math. But they talked. And then Strong Bones said, well, Bigfoot, how about you? How's the glaciers? So Bigfoot talked about the glaciers, he talked about the mountain streams, which streams were running, where the salmon were spawning and coming downstream so they could go to the ocean and make new salmon to come upstream. He talked about the bears, and the bears were coming out for the summer, and they were just coming out, and they were foraging around for early plants. And then he talked about the trolls. Well, Sasquatch do not like trolls. Trolls avoid Sasquatch. Sasquatch are big. Trolls are mean, but trolls are cowards at heart. And as you'll find as you grow up, cowards are often bullies, but if you stand up to them, they're cowards nonetheless. So trolls don't, but they're mean. They're also mean, but Sasquatch, they have no interest in trolls. And as a matter of fact, if a Sasquatch comes upon a couple of trolls that are in his territory, oh my goodness, those trolls run away before they get kind of like, well, before they're not happy anymore. So he told Strong Bones all about the trolls, where the trolls were, what to avoid. And then he came down and started talking about all the strawberry fields and where the new herbs were and what was growing and all the mountain streams. And he came down, we got the apple knoll. Oh, they'd had a great time catching up. And the last of the lemonade was gone. Oh. Bigfoot looked at the big pitcher of lemonade. Said, me like lemonade. Strongbone said, yeah, lemonade is so good. It's such a hot day, too. It's such a hot day. So he said, yeah, I have an idea. Strongbone said, He said, what if we go to Mr. Tutty's store and we can see if he has any lemonade and we can buy another can of lemonade and I'll make you another pitcher. Strongbone said, Or Bigfoot said, Good. Me like that idea. So Strongbones reached into his pocket And he pulled out some change, and he looked at it, and he had 72 cents. Oh, I think I can get a can of lemonade with this 72 cents. This would be great. Let's go. Bigfoot said, okay, I'll go with you. And Coupon said, well, you guys have fun. I have things to do with Persimmon. And she took off. And Strongbones grabbed Bigfoot and said, let's go. And they went down the stairs and they went through town and they went to Mr. Tutty's grocery store, because that's where everybody bought food, and that's where Strongbones knew they had cans of lemonade. Well, what happens next will be most interesting to you, but you'll hear about it with the next story, because this was Chapter 1, Lemonade Yummy, and how to make delicious lemonade and enjoy it with a friend. And that's what lemonade is all about. So William, my little boy, go to sleep. Have a wonderful sleep tonight. And give Lauren a big hug and tell her you love her, because she knows you love her and she loves you. And give your mama and your dad a big hugs and know that I love you all and you have a great sleep. And tomorrow, I'll tell you the next story, Finding Lemonade. Or maybe I should call it The Lemonade Hunt. Hunt for Sunny Citrus. That's it. Oh, it'll be Hunt for Sunny Citrus. That's what I'll do. Okay. Love you, William. Have a good sleep, and I'll put another story up tomorrow.